Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. It is 5 o'clock and here's your latest update, your briefing on Tropical Storm Ada. The wind still 65 miles an hour, moving northwest at 14 miles an hour. Pressure still about 993 millibars. Yeah, we're about 120 miles or so south-southeast of Miami. Let's start off with this radar. A couple things to note here. Look at the center, very large center of the storm. The center being right in the middle of this area, and you can see the precipitation circling right around that center, and there's some intense, that's where you get the intense wind. I mean, you get 65 mile an hour wind, that's what we're looking at. And as this approaches the coast, you're going to start seeing some of those winds, but it's not just around that center. This large band, this area right here, heavy tropical rains, and also you start seeing that wind as well impacting portions of Miami-Dade, portions of Broward County, up towards West Palm Beach, Lake Okeechobee. Any one of these areas could see wind gusts 50 to 60 miles an hour, flooding rains, and also just dangerous driving conditions. So really, it's just best to be at home in these situations. Heavy rainfall, gusty winds, and we're going to watch this throughout the night, and some of that flooding will occur overnight, and that's a situation that we're going to have to really be watching. The latest forecast that we do have, we start seeing some of these impacts well away from the center. So you have tropical storm force winds about 115, 120 miles out from that center. So if you really draw this arch and the movement of this system and draw the same thing up here, you can see where those tropical storm force winds are going to impact a large portion of South Florida, even up to portions of Lake Okeechobee, and in those rain bands, even further north than that. So let's follow this along in this track with time. Overnight tonight, close to the Keys, right, South Florida, a little wiggles matter, and where you're going to get some of these peak core winds around the center. And then with time, tomorrow afternoon, right there, that location. But watch what happens. With time, this right here is Tuesday. These two points, 1 a.m. Tuesday and 1 p.m. Tuesday, hardly any movement at all. So you lose those steering currents, and eventually during the week, next week, moving northward, large cone. So anywhere west coast of Florida up towards the Panhandle, we got to watch this real close, because with time towards the end of the week, yeah, we'll be dealing with this from this weekend all the way into Friday and into next weekend as well. So we're going to have to really pay attention to this. Some of those impacts we talked about, we did talk about the winds. We have to talk about the storm surge as well. Significant amount of storm surge in the Keys, 2 to 4 foot of storm surge anywhere around the Keys, back up to the southwest portion, up to Bonita Beach, where you can see some of that storm surge. Even the Cardstown Bridge up to Golden Beach, 2 to 3 foot of storm surge. That's a problem, because you put that storm surge in the way of being able to drain this rain. So this rain's going to come down, some of those canals start backing up, start to get some flooding really quick overnight tonight. So turn around, don't drown. Such a dangerous situation with the flooding associated with this heavy rainfall. In orange there, some places 6 to 10 inches of rain, very dangerous. Some areas could get up to 15 inches of rain. So we'll be keeping an eye on this Tropical Storm Ada from right here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida.